This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
But there's a will, there's a way, as they say, and so it has been willed that we put Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen together once again this week to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine, which are published at talkers.com and also djvshow.com, the week of December 13th to the 17th. Holiday time, Michael. I don't know that that has caused us to slow down any with what is on the top story list and the people list, so as we usually do, as we get the program started, it's up to you. It's heavy work, and it's a heavy workload, but it's up to you to give us the stories and the people list, please.
It's been about 7 years since the holidays really marked.
Felt like the holidays
in the news. Mm-hmm. It all began in 2015 when Trump came down the elevator. And I mean, you know how there are like these milestones.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Down the chimney. Yeah. That's what he should have done. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. At number 10, we have the JFK assassination info, tied with Urban Meyer being fired. We could touch on both of those. At number 9, U.S.-China-Russia relations. At number 8, social media tied with cybersecurity. At number 7, immigration tied with abortion. At number 6, climate change tied with tornadoes. They're very closely related, obviously. At number 5, race relations tied with voter legislation. At number 4, crime and violence. At number 3, the January 6th investigation tied with Trump and the GOP. And then looking ahead to the 2022 and 2024 elections, we're talking about both of them as if they were next week. And number 2, COVID-19 variants, vaccines, winter resurgence, and stats, and the numbers are heading in the wrong direction. At number 1, inflation, the Build Back Better bill, the supply chain problems, and the craziness of the labor force. And those are the big stories. Our people list includes number 10, football coach Urban Meyer. At number 9, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. The mayor of San Francisco, London Breed. What a great name, London Breed. Sounds like some kind of...
Something has fallen down.
It's just, yeah, that's right, London Bridge. At number 8, Kamala Harris is at 7, Sean Hannity.
You're
and
falling
Laura
down.
Well, she's doing a bit of a dive. Hmm. Bad approval ratings. And well, the whole Biden administration is facing great question marks as we look ahead to the election of 24. Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham being newsmakers this week at number 6. Liz Cheney at 5, Donald Trump at 4, Mark Meadows at 3, and sounds like a Beatles song. Let me take you down to Mark Meadows. Mm-hmm. Number 2, Joe Manchin, and number 1, Joe Biden. And it's another crazy week, and the holidays played very little role in any of it.
Joe Biden is the president now. I think Joe Manchin is running for president and has a good chance of being elected in 2024. What do you think?
I brought that up weeks ago, mm-hmm. and you're the first person I've talked to in the media that has said it without me prompting them.
Thank you.
I think it certainly is a strategic move on his part to put himself in a position, as he has in West Virginia, which is predominantly red. Mm-hmm. You've got a Democrat elected to the Senate there because, just like Bill Clinton was able to shift the Democrats to more of a centrist position back in 92, mm-hmm. and be elected, you know, after they flirted with the far left and, you know, people like Dukakis and Walter Mondale and all of that, we might be seeing that. Anything is possible. But, yeah, Joe Manchin definitely has positioned himself in a way that he could be acceptable to Republicans.
Yep, there you go. I think you're going to see that. Speaking of what's acceptable, this is kind of off the wall. Number 6, the whole focus on our climate, what's contributing to the climate, the interest in electric cars, that sort of thing. Is that going to save the planet? There's a Paris taxi firm that has bought hundreds of Tesla cars, and they have suspended using them because there was a fatal accident involving one of the vehicles that was not being driven. It was the driver wasn't driving. And right. So that's one of the problems with these things. Even though now the New York Police Department, as we headed into the end of the week, is thinking about buying Tesla cars, 250 electric police cars.
Mm.
How about
that? There's a big difference between an electric car and an electric car that drives itself.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing dangerous or you know, totally like, you know, out of the box thinking about an electric car. It's just a different energy source. But the idea of a car driving itself in terms of steering and braking and thinking, I mean, it's technologically possible, but I can't see it working as long as you have both kinds of cars on the road. Mm-hmm. If all cars were self-driving, then a grid could be created, and it would become like the old trolley cars, where they had, you know, vehicles on tracks with electrical beams that go up.
Yeah.
Remember those?
They still have some of those. No, they still have them in Boston. Some of the bigger cities still have electric-powered buses and cars. I mean, electric buses and trains. You know, all the subway system is run with electric. There's no...
Yeah, but I'm saying is they're on a track. The whole idea, yeah. You see, if cars drive themselves, it's going to change the whole nature of transportation. It's not just going to be cars driving themselves. It's going to change the nature of owning a car, and how the roads are set up in terms of a grid. It'll be like they're on tracks. There's no need to have each one have its own individual thing. It'll be decades before the bugs are worked out.
Okay.
On that.
So then here's the latest wrinkle in that. Nick Miles, who is our car auto reporter, the car talker of note these days, has suggested, or didn't suggest, he said that there are several companies who are looking into, in the short term, building a flying car. So, okay, we got electric cars and cars that drive themselves. So the next step is to get flying cars. Look, remember the Jetsons? Dung, dung, mm-hmm. dung, dung. So flying cars, and the first question that came up is, okay, are you traffic lights?
Yeah. And, well, actually, flying cars, it already has been invented. It's called the airplane.
Well, yeah, but those have...
I'm kidding.
Those people who are running a flying an airplane have a pilot's license. Does everybody mm-hmm. who's driving a flying car get a pilot's license?
Right.
Good question.
Have you ever seen this contraption called the gyrocopter?
Yes.
That's I'd love to own one of those. Of course, I would never have the courage to go up in one. But the thought of it, you know, you park it in your backyard, and you go up, and it's a lawnmower.
Yeah, I did. I did fly one once.
Did you really?
When I was working, I did afternoons in Cincinnati for a couple of years. About the time I got started doing the Good Day program, and somebody came into the station wanted to know if I was willing to fly one as a promotional stunt. And, of course, I said, yeah. I always said, yeah, any promotional stunt. Oh, so I got out of this. It scared the living you-know-what out of me.
I could imagine. I mean, especially back then.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had them
yeah.
back then.
This is the 30. This was the first. This was kind of the first go-round with them. And they had me flying over farmland in Kentucky. And there was a power line, a power grid that I'm looking at that. I'm thinking to myself, what in the name of God did you agree to do this for? And they're down there, everybody's filming it and taking pictures, and I'm sweating my you-know-what's off. It was not, but, you know, that
you
stuff
would do anything for a little bit of press, huh?
Well, not them. Maybe as I've matured, I've gotten a little smarter about that. All right, speaking of that, I would like to take a moment here to relate to you and the audience. There are a lot of different things. We look at the people list this week. And there are some people who are doing things that are... There are always people doing interesting things. Do you know the model Hunter McGrady? Do you know who she is?
No.
Okay. So Hunter McGrady is somebody who's become very popular because she's one of these plus-size models. And she's really quite attractive. She's become well-known in lots of different circles. And there's another plus-size model who just had a baby. I forget her name. I always refer to her as Ashley Graham. Thank you, Phil. the woman who has an overbite. But the this hmm,
you seem this, to be an expert on plus-sized models.
Well, I'm not an expert, but I, you know, looking. Is it, it's not dangerous, I don't think, to look, is it?
Okay.
And it, does, is it sexist to even talk about? Are men supposed
Everything
to
is
talk?
Sexist to talk about.
Yeah, ask Chris Noth and the latest thing from him. And that's not about him. We should talk about him in a little bit. But the reason I bring her up is because she has taken to Instagram, and a lot of the things that we talk about are on social media here. And sooner or later, some of these things bubble to the top. She got 10,000 responses to a conversation with her followers about the focus on losing weight and shedding holiday pounds, as if all of the attractive pounds are fat. And one of the reasons I bring this up is because we have a sponsor here, Calitrin, and people have taken a little bit. Somebody sent me this article and said, well, what do you think about this? Because I've been talking about losing weight, because the news this week from the COVID circle, Michael, is that COVID, the actual the ball which has the spikes in it, which is the actual virus, is something, according to research, that is attracted to fat. So if you have a lot of fat in your body, then you're going to be more likely to attract COVID. And so this has been something that's been a powerful message this week. And so I've tied it into suggesting that folks who want to stay ahead of this go to our sponsor, Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Check out how this will work for you to either lose weight or keep it off. That's toploss.com for Calitrin.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 6655 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 6655. Enjoy!
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
If you love them enough to turn off your music, and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 23 after the hour, for those of you who are new to this program and some other things, we have four new stations in the Finger Lakes region of New York State. Happy to have you along. Introduce you, if you don't know, who Michael Harrison is. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He and I have been doing this program for decades, presenting every week an overview of the top 10 hits, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine by his staff. And then we go through the people who are making it. And this week, at number six, Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham join a team. I took a different approach to this, and that does happen. Their involvement or their reason for being here, I know that it has to do with the number three story, the continuing focus on the January investigation. Correct. And Laura and Sean and others calling the president and asking him to do something about the problem that was being created. So that I would love you to comment on. But also, one of the things that has come into my mind in the last few days, focusing on Laura and Sean and Mark Levin and Tucker Carlson and all of that ilk, the number of people, according to stats from the Kaiser Foundation, who are not getting vaccinated, even though all of those folks have had their vaccination, they seem to be part of a crowd that doesn't want to be vaccinated, or maybe leaders of a crowd that doesn't want to be vaccinated. So this non-political, Kaiser is not a political organization at all. It's not like Gallup or some of the other pollsters that have right-leaning or left-leaning tendencies. So these people are examining who's getting their shots. Maybe this isn't anything but a duh, Michael, but the disproportionate number of Republicans who have not had shots, and compare that to the number of Democrats, you know, we seem to divide everything that way. But I thought the stats were very interesting. The more Republicans are getting sick and dying than Democrats.
Yes, so this is something that a number of studies have borne out, and it really is because the coronavirus, the pandemic, has been so terribly politicized.
Yeah.
And thus there would be a political...
It's kind of needless when you get right down to it, don't you think?
Oh, it's not only needless, it's tragic. Yeah. This should not have been politicized. This should have been a coming together. Somehow, the politicians and, we all know who they are. Yeah. Fed into this because they saw it as a great area of appealing to their base or appealing to the other base or making political hay out of a human tragedy. And we're talking about hundreds of thousands of lives are being lost And it could have been avoided had we all banded together. You know, they usually say that when opposing sides face a common enemy, they come together. In this case, it went the opposite direction.
It really is it's unfortunate, Regan. I've gotten so many comments on our social media this week where you please stop talking about COVID. It's the same stuff. You're scaring people. Well, I'm not trying to scare people, but I know a lot of news media outlets are in print, online, and on the air. They go to this fear-based thinking, and that seems to be how they get reaction, Michael. And I think there are people doing what we do here for a living that are doing the same thing, are they not?
Well, I mean, there's a fine line between spreading fear and spreading information, warning of danger. Maybe we should have fear. Fear has a value in terms of its role in survival. But when you exacerbate it and you politicize it and you create demons, you demonize people for being uncertain, and doctors are uncertain because they're uncertain about, you know, if you have an appendix removed, you'll find two or three different opinions in the medical profession. So, I think this thing has been carried off into a very, very unhealthy arena. I wish we could go back, but we should definitely keep it in mind going forward.
I believe that that's true. Right. Well, the talk radio world full of opinions and thoughts and stories and facts, and we continue in that vein in a matter of moments. I'm still sort of stuck on Joe Manchin for president. That thought pattern, if you will. We continue another half hour of the talk radio.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A federal appeals court has ruled that the vaccine mandate for companies with 100 workers or more can proceed. The panel's 2-1 decision overturned a lower court's ruling that had paused the mandate. It was to start January 4th. Health officials are now warning the new highly contagious Omicron variant may lead to the worst coronavirus wave yet.
We got to take this one really seriously. It's going to be with us for a while. We're going to have a tough couple of months here as Omicron really spreads across the country. And because it is so contagious, a lot of people do get sick. But the good news is, with vaccines and boosters, if you get sick, you're not going to get very sick.
Director of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins on Fox News. At least 36 states are now reporting Omicron cases. Worldwide, 75 countries. This is USA Radio News. a new portion of the U.S.-Mexico border wall is going up.
Governor Abbott on Friday retweeted Fox News reporter Bill Malusian, who announced that the first wall panels have gone up in Starr County, Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley, adding that the wall is the result of state land, state money. In the tweet, Abbott added that Texas has officially started building its own border wall since President Joe Biden allows open border policies and refuses to enforce laws passed by Congress, and that Texas is stepping up to do the federal government's job. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Problems on the Ukraine-Russia border are quickly coming to a head.
The Biden administration is considering a plan to redirect helicopters and other military equipment once allocated for the now-defunct Afghan military to Ukraine to help quickly reinforce its defenses amid a buildup of Russian troops near its border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview from the experts at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher. He's the Pied Piper there, so people follow his lead, and that means that we have a lot of touch going on with people that are hosts of programs, radio stations that are doing this format. And it still maintains its status as pretty much the top in terms of radio itself. I guess because there's been so much focus on podcasting, most of the podcasts are spoken word, right? Do you know of any music-oriented podcasts?
There are some music-oriented podcasts, and in some cases they actually pay royalties on it. Most podcasts are spoken word. And most video podcasts are not called podcasts, they're called videos.
Yeah.
You know, that's the term, I'm making a video, or I saw a video, which basically is lingo for a video podcast. And, of course, the great platform for that is YouTube.
Yeah, sure is.
So we're changing our terminology, we're changing our platforms, everything is in flux.
Number 6 on the story list, focusing on the tornadoes. If I may, with your permission, Michael, I'm going to announce or pass along a group of people, the name of a group that is, in my mind, doing the best job possible. I'm not a big supporter of the big, huge charities, but I found this outfit called Pandemic of Love this week at Pandemic of Love, pandemicoflove.com. I'm sorry, was it .com? I think it's .com or .org. .com. Okay, thank you, Phil. The mutual aid that has been the rallying cry of people who have gone through this reality to a point in Tennessee, but mostly in Kentucky. These folks are doing wonderful work, And if you feel to support them, many people are more generous at this time of year, perhaps just because it's Christmas. So they're focusing on channeling their efforts to Kentucky. That's all they're doing. It's a mutual aid organization. They only do things in the here and the now. So if you want to support and know that the money you're giving is going to help that specific cause and not into some general mailbox of cash, then help yourself. PandemicOfLove.com. All right, something to kind of keep on the top of our mind. You were mentioning, and number 10 on the list this week, both story lists and people list, was the fate of the coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Why more focus on him than other coaches that have come and gone this year?
Well, because he's a legend in the college world, and this was, I think, his first gig as a professional coach, and a lot of things came out about him. One, that he's, you know, allegedly not a very nice person, and two, he's allegedly not a very good coach. And one of the many, many things that...
How the heck did he get to the place where he
Well, that's
is?
The whole thing. And aside from whether he's a nice person... basically, the issue is that you can get away with bullying youngsters who play football in college, but
yeah.
You can't get away with bullying grown men who are making millions of dollars playing football in the NFL. And he didn't seem to realize the difference. He lost the locker room, which is a way of saying he lost the confidence of his team, and they've lost a ton of games. Yeah. So he's gone. It's just interesting the difference in terms of generations and the difference between so-called amateur sports and professional sports.
Urban
and the difference
Meyer.
Between a 20-year-old and a 25-year-old, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, there's not much difference. Some of these college guys go right into basketball, baseball. They're all kids, really. When you look at some of these, I was watching the World Series, and these are kids.
They are kids.
It's relative to us who are old-timers, but they're kids.
Yeah, but they come under the influence of the older veterans when they get into the pros. You know, there are the guys that are 28 and 32, and Tom Brady is 44 years old.
Wow!
I mean, imagine the relationship between Tom Brady and some of the 20-something players on his team. You know, they look at him as big brother. As a it has a mature influence on them.
But, so is his career over? Does all of
his career in the
publicity?
Professional leagues? I think as a pro, it's over, and I think it might even hurt him going back to college. He suffered a terrible tarnishing of his reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just interesting. For those who follow sports and football, it's very, very interesting. It's not the end of the world. The Jacksonville Jaguars haven't been a force to reckon with, you know, for most of the time they've existed.
Let's take this for a second. Let's step into this for a minute. Toward the end of the week, there was a revelation from a couple of women who have charged Chris Noth, who is a very well-known television actor, more television than movies, although he's been in a number of movies. But he was Mr. Big on Sex and the City. And because of that, and the storyline of him dying in the movie off of a Peloton bike, and then the Peloton commercial, he has splashed across the screens. He's the number two person on the new show that Queen Latifah stars in. And so there's this whole business about focus on him. And now, and I say all of a sudden, without hopefully sounding sexist, but these women are charging him with malfeasance going back a long time. And so is it because somebody like that gets as much publicity, has become as well known as he is, that the dangers of one's past come back to haunt you? And how legitimate, that's the conversation. At this point, if they've waited all this time, how legitimate are the charges? And could this ruin this guy's career? Because you look at some of the other folks who have had these same things thrown at them, and even if it was proven that they weren't guilty, by the time it got to that point, their careers were ruined.
All of your questions are valid questions, and I certainly can't say anything that would answer those questions other than to say these are the questions that make this a very interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And all I will say to kind of sum it up is it's dangerous to be a celebrity in this modern era. Anonymity is much preferable to being famous.
Right.
And sure, when you become famous and you're in the spotlight, there's more chance of any skeletons in your closet, even if they're really minor or major, you know, coming back to haunt you.
Yep. That's really...
It probably will ruin his career. Yeah. Although, that's a very strange thing. Some people, you know, they have this Teflon aspect to them, and they get through these things and carry on. Others are brought down.
Well, you see, Kevin Spacey...
Happens, I don't know.
The Kevin Spacey thing now, it's come around that the people that were charging him didn't have a legitimate case, and I think there were two cases against him, or maybe three, all of which he has won. And the charges against him were dropped because they couldn't prove that he was what they accused him of being. So sometimes there's something to these things, and sometimes there isn't, and that's the conundrum. When you have somebody who's, I happen to be a great admirer of Chris Noth. Remember, he grew up on television. We watched him when he was a kid as one of the first. He was the first. He and Jerry Orbach were the first detectives on the original Law & Order back in the 80s. And he was a kid then.
Similar types.
Yeah. Right. Anyway.
In terms of the roles they play, not necessarily their private lives.
Yes, correct. Okay. And the show I was talking about was The Equalizer, by the way. Somebody said,
I know, and I didn't want to say anything, but I hate it.
You don't like it? It's not a good show?
No. I'm a big fan of the Equalizer movies. With Denzel Washington, and I got all excited
the guy before
when
him that did the TV show, that what was his name? The guy who started it on TV, Edward Woodward, I think was his name.
I don't remember. All I know is that Denzel Washington is one of the greatest actors of all time, and his role in those two Equalizer movies was nothing short of phenomenal. And then I watched it with Queen Latifah, with all due respect to her many talents. I just didn't buy it that this woman is able to flip criminals over her back and pull guns out of their hands. And the superhuman qualities that role has, I don't know. Sometimes television series just seem so cardboard, so superficial. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the way I felt. I only watched one episode. I was all excited. I really shouldn't be saying this because it's gotten better.
I watch it because Chris Noth is in it. That's why I watch it. I mean, I like her. I think she's great, frankly, in most everything. And the stories are pretty much boilerplate, the same cops and robbers and shoot-em-ups. Mm-hmm. It's the same story every night with all these shows, the same story. It's who is playing the role and how well do they do. I think the Law & Order series, I don't like the Special Victims Unit, but I do like Mariska Hargitay, and I like the sort of new tension between her and Chris Maloney coming back again. I think those are great, you know, kind of interesting shows to watch.
Well, there are some really good shows. There are some really, really good television shows, and there are some lousy ones. Some of it is just, you know, personal taste, and some of it, you know, is there are lousy shows and good shows.
Right.
And, you know, I've been watching shows from the late 90s into the early 2000s. There was one show that morphed into another show, a legal drama comedy, and that was The Practice, which became Boston Legal.
Yeah,
I think that Bernadette had never seen them. It started with a conversation about William Shatner when he went up into space, discussing whether William Shatner is really a great actor and a national icon, or is he a buffoon? And my position he's an icon, a great actor, and I pointed out the role he played in Denny Crane in Boston Legal. So I went to YouTube and showed some clips.
Spader, who's also one of our great actors in The Blacklist now. That's a great show. If you haven't seen The Blacklist, that is a fabulous show. The way it's put together.
Is he similar to the character Alan Shearer?
Not at all. Nope, 100% different. Yeah.
And still as compelling?
Very, very.
Because that character, Alan Shearer, was one of the greatest characters ever to come out of, you know, episodic television. Just amazing.
Spader is he and Shatner are two peas in a pod as far as being national treasures are concerned and great actors. All right, in a moment, a couple of things to overview what's going on at Talkers Magazine itself, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the air at 46 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You can find the top 10 lists both at talkers.com and at DJV Show. www.thetalkradionews.com, where all of this is aired, the two-hour special every week. So here's the official people list that goes into our countdown. Number 10, head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Urban Meyer. He's number 10, so because he was fired. Number 9 is Pukin Putin. I guess there's probably a kind of a conversation here that puts the two of them together, Pukin and Xi. Number 8, London Breed. Number 7, Kamala Harris. Number 6, Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham. And the rest of that ilk. Liz Cheney is number 5. Donald Trump is 4. Mark Meadows, a former staff manager for the president. Mark Meadows, number 3. Joe Manchin, running for president, I think, number 2. Joe Biden, he is the president. He's number 1. That's the people list from Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the charts. For the week of December the 13th to the 17th, I'm Doug Steffen. I have the honor every week of going through the top 10 stories and the top 10 people. Let's start with the story list at number 10. Latest information, which is a big bust on the JFK assassination. Lots of nothing there. Number 9, our relationship with China and Russia and their moves. Number 8, the situation with cybersecurity and scams, that sort of thing. Number 7, the problems with immigration and where these people are going and what they're doing. Number 6, the tornadoes in Kentucky. Number 5, race relations and the usual conversation about Black Lives Matter, etc. Crime and violence, number 4, the stats there. January 6th, speaking of crime and violence, the investigation to that, number 3. The COVID conversation, number 2. and our economy and inflation and the Build Back Better bill. That's it. The top 10 stories this week from Talkers. Michael Harrison, the single most important voice in talk radio, with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show now. Doug Steffen here with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a professor of law and taxation. The two most miserable courses you could take. And he's the expert. Nice going, Steve. Also, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I would have graduate students say, oh, I need to take this tax course, but there's so much math, I'd never be able to do it. And I always hated math, which is why I became a lawyer, so I could BS instead of math. And I told them, no, we don't do math in my tax classes. That's what you got programs for. We do theory.
Exactly. There you go. So speaking of theory, Steve is... I'm always honored to have the conversation with him, no matter what it is, because I love his mind. We've been talking on the air for a long, long time. And one of the things that he's most noted for is being an expert in identity theft and scams and writing books about it, having a website, scamaside.com. And we actually started last week to go through the 12 scams of Christmas. And I think it's worth spending a little more time because we didn't get to all of them anyway. I think we stopped, actually. We were going from the beginning up the ladder instead of down the ladder, and delivery scams and the porch pirate thing, two that go hand in hand, I think, right? What do we need to warn people about, as if they weren't being warned enough? But I'm not sure a lot of people are paying attention to these warnings, are they?
No, not really. And that's one of the things that the scammers, they really depend on.
Yeah.
And people aren't going to be thinking at this time. You know, it's the supply chain is difficult. The important gifts that you're looking at are sometimes delayed, and the scammers are there to take advantage of it. So first of all, they know everybody and their brother is having deliveries. So there's a number of different delivery scams. Probably the most prevalent is you get an email or a text message from the U.S. Postal Service or Amazon or FedEx or UPS telling you that there's been a delay. but that they want to give you something as compensation for that, so they just need some personal information from you. Or click on this link to fill out the form to get
Give me your bank account number. I'm going to send you some money. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things here is if somebody's talking about giving you a benefit and you've already bought something from them online, they have your credit card. So all they have to do is put it back on your credit card. So we don't think enough about this. And as far as the porch pirates go, you know, the porch pirates are everywhere. They're cruising the neighborhoods. They're looking for boxes, and they grab them. So, you know, the thing to do is, first of all, if it's from the Postal Service, there's a service called Informed Delivery, and you can sign up for this, and it's a really good idea to do so, partly because if you don't, the bad guys will sign up in your name. And you can go online and see what the mail is going to come in the very next day. You'll see pictures of it, photographs. So this way you know if there is a check coming in, a credit card statement, or even a package, and to know to have someone there to pick it up. You also can, with deliveries, require a signature or have a neighbor do it or delivery to work. But you've got to be aware of these delivery scams and porch pirates. They are out there en masse.
All right, number six on the countdown story list this week is a focus on the tornadoes. And I know that we have a lot of charity scams. That's one of the 12 scams of Christmas. I want to take the opportunity, if I may, a little of your time, to underscore the Pandemic of Love and their website, pandemicoflove.com. I began supporting them this week, noticing the good work that they were doing, helping people in Tornado Alley in Tennessee and more in Kentucky. They are a mutual aid organization, Steve. They focus on what's going on now, and they're channeling all their efforts into Kentucky. So check that out, pandemicoflove.com. All right, so what about charity scams in general this holiday season?
You know, in general, what we're seeing is, particularly this time of year, you'll be contacted by a lot of police and fire charities, and you really can't tell if they're legit. Even if your phone says that it's the local police, by spoofing, they can make your caller ID read anything they want. And they also could still use the name of a legit charity. You go to charitynavigator.org, you put in the name of the charity, and it will tell you two things. One, if it's a legit charity, and second, which you and I have talked about a lot, how much of what they collect goes to the charitable purposes.
Exactly.
And how much they keep themselves.
Thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a senior lecturer on law and taxation, choke, and also fabulous contributor to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.